Welcome to TV I Say with Ashley Ray, your go-to podcast for discovering what to watch on TV and getting you closer to the TV shows you love. I'm Ashley Ray, a comedian, writer, and former TV critic, and each week my friends, fellow comedians, actors, writers will drop by to dive into the best TV shows we're all talking about right now. All right, let's get into it.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Hey, oh my, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so happy to be here.
Welcome to TV Club. Kanice, you're so funny, an amazing comedian. Vulture put you on a list in 2021, comedians you should and will know. Your debut comedy album, Follow Up Question, was released in December 2022. I think you're just amazing. I love seeing you perform whenever I'm in New York. How are you?
That makes me feel really nice. And also, I think you're so funny and you're doing so well. And I'm so proud of you. And it's weird to say that because you are, I think, younger than me, but I am very proud of you.
I think we're the same age.
Okay, maybe. And I just listened to the Jason Mantzoukas episode and I'm like, you are friends with Jason Mantzoukas? I watched some of those fan cuts. I think I have texted you, how does he smell though? And I just have to accept this as like, I secondhand starstruck, like, oh my God.
He sent me like an email on the side and was like, I just want to say I love talking TV with you, blah, 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 blah. It was the sweetest just thing. So, and I was like, I want to frame this. This is the best thing that's ever happened in my life. Like, oh my.
I hope you guys hang out. I'm invested in this relationship now. I don't know, what type of silly food that's like fast food and potentially lowbrow but highbrow when you guys do it? What's that?
Yeah, I mean, I see it in my head already.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, you know, he often has improv shows. The last improv show on Earth, they do it at Dynasty Typewriter here in LA. Amazing show.
Love that venue.
Love the venue. I go to the show. I know some of the people. I'm hanging. We're hanging.
So cool.
They're like, oh, we're going to after something. Like, let's all get something. And we go and like, then we're like, yeah, let's like walk and get pizza or something. And then or like a street taco, and it's very cute. And and then we fall in love.
The falling in love thing is like secondary. I just want you guys to like create inside jokes that necessitate you sending memes and other things to each other so that you have a continuous stream of communication that says, no, this person understands me and I understand them and we are both better for it.
And you know what? I don't even want the love. I want us to have a bare Sid Carmi type relationship where we are each other. We just push each other, we get each other, we understand what you want to create in this world.
Hell yeah.
You know, he has a panic attack and he thinks of me, he's like, do it for Ashley, like that's why we do this.
Writing fan fiction about people I know. I'll do it.
Ashley and Jason Mantzoukas open a beef restaurant. Speaking of beef, we're here to talk Emmys.
Yes.
And I mean, was there any other show that they recognized at the Emmys? It was mostly
not that
The Bear.
Not really. No. I mean, they kind of did Dahmer a little itty bitty bit.
A little bit.
Niecy
Nash, her
Emmy. I was about to say something else and I was like, oh my gosh, if you don't get her name right, like the Black Women Society will write you and be like, how fucking dare you?
Yeah. Okay, so that will be a topic when the movie comes out, the Magic Society of Mammies.
Yes, the thing is, I'm going to see that. I'm 100%
going to see that. Oh, I'm absolutely going to see that movie.
That Nicole Byer's in it, I'm like, yes.
Yeah,
I want to see this.
I'm like, I'm in. I'm sure it's going to be funny. The internet's mad about it and it'll probably
get
be
over
great.
It. Shut up. I mean, you can be mad about other stuff, but like, I want to see this movie. Yeah. So get off my dick. Yeah.
Let it go. We're going to see it. But yeah, they gave Niecy Nash her Emmy for Dahmer and everything else. And Abbott Elementary, Quinta also got her Emmy for lead actress instead of, you know, just a writing Emmy. So a few other shows, but mostly it was The Bear. We knew it was coming because we saw the Golden Globes. We saw the Critic Choice Awards. We saw it was coming. People are kind of mad because it's swept in the comedy category.
And
have
it's
you
not
watched The
really
Bear?
A comedy.
It's not a comedy.
I will. Okay. This is my painful admission. There are so many shows that cause me physical stress. And so it's a, I've watched like the first three episodes of it, but I'm like, I need the environment to be so correct so that I don't have a panic attack while watching the show.
Yeah.
But I like it. But it's not funny. But I like it.
It's not funny. I like it. I love it. It makes me so anxious. But it, and yes, there are funny moments and it plays on the, you know, inherent laughs of life.
Yes.
But it's not a show where like you are like, where is this funny story going to go? You're just like, gosh, I hope.
Not hijinks. Not wacky.
No hijinks. You're like, I hope nobody kills themselves.
Yeah.
From sadness.
But you can see it happening. Again, maybe it does happen, but don't tell me.
Not gonna spoil anything.
Thank you. I will say Eben Moss Bacharach, when he... in the first episode yells at a bunch of people, all right, you Snyder Cut motherfuckers. I was like, make out with me. Like my first response was like, yep, I'm making out with that guy.
I did love that part. And that people always are like, there are jokes in it. There's like that part. And you know, the when he shoots the gun and I'm like, yeah, all of that is in the pilot. Like that's the first episode. And then after that, you're like, when am I ever going to laugh again?
Yeah. Like
I'm just going to sob. The Bear also won Best Directing for a Comedy. Obviously, people thought that was going to happen because of the one-shot episode in the kitchen in season one, which, again, I love. Wonderful. Amazing that they did that, pulled it out, and it's so incredible. But it's good directing because it makes you anxious. It's not good directing because it makes you laugh. The directing doesn't add to the laughs or make it funny. It just makes it... just terrifying. It's like, directed it this way so that my heart would be racing and I'd have a panic attack. I wanted Barry to win, which also people debate, is it a comedy?
That doesn't give me the same sort of panic though. Like, in order to finish The Bear, I feel like I need to up my anxiety medication dosage, and I don't feel that way about Barry.
Yeah, Barry, I'm like, no, they're going to have a joke at the end of this, like, murder or whatever. The final episode is all about just the show giving into the joke. And Bill Hader's directing this final season. It made the show funnier. Like, when there's a whole episode when Sally, you know, he's missing, Sally comes home, and Barry just, like, kind of comes out of this darkness. And it is creepy, but it's just so funny the way he does it.
Nice.
And so I needed Barry to get that, but it didn't.
That was the last season?
That was the last season. A lot of shows now out of the running for good.
Yeah.
Better Call Saul, Barry, Succession, obviously. Yeah.
Okay. But I feel like Bill Hader dating Ali Wong means he got something.
He got something. He didn't walk away with nothing. He got something.
They were like, there are pictures of them holding hands, and I was like, oh.
Yeah. Like, every time he
nice people.
Every time he would kiss her after she won, it was just the best. When it, like, he was so clearly there to support her. I loved every picture of him just, like, carrying her purse with, like, all the awards in it. I do think they both deserve to make love on top of their golden trophies that weekend, but
they're
I'm sure they were
pointy,
happy.
So it'd be
little point, yeah.
They yeah, can make but it still, they can make
or
it work.
Or at least just put them on the put them near the bed so they can watch.
So they're like the statues are watching as they
as they do
as they do things that shame God.
But you know, I'm sure they were happy to just do it in front of her trophies.
Yeah, that's true. That's
yeah,
true.
He has some old
that's
ones.
That's enough.
Yeah, that's enough. You have enough, Bill Hader. I don't feel bad for you. were there any other shocks for you at the Emmys? Anything else that, I mean, for me, the whole award season, and we're not done. The Oscars are coming, but who cares about that? That's movies.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of just, There were no shocks for me.
No shocks. I liked that there was a ClickHole article like today that was like, AO continues to sweep and is rated 5 stars as a card to take your family, like that kind of thing. And so it's just like, I want her to win everything, even though she is truly like 10 years younger than me. I'm just like, wow, go Black ladies. And I happened, like, I met her and she was very nice. Although she's, we were both sweetest, being awkward and people were like, you guys are being like weird, awkward Black girls at each other. And I'm like, I'm not, I just am. Oh, fuck.
I'm just, same. I met her at like the Comedy Store when I first moved here. And it was like one of my, probably my first or second time at the Comedy Store. I felt all weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not proven. I don't know. And like, I
my
saw
name
her.
Isn't
I was just,
written on the wall here yet.
Yeah.
No.
So I don't know. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I like, you're so young and I'm a fan of you. And
you know
me.
That's just
going
to happen as we get older. It's going to happen more and more that young people will continue to produce things that are nice.
That are good.
And
we'll
be like, that's cool. But I'm like your mom's age.
Yeah. You know, I just found this out. Abby and Alana are Broad City girls. The girls that I assume me and you, I think we're around the same age. They told us in the day what vapes to use. They were the cool girls.
Yeah.
You know, now they put out a Miralax commercial.
What?
They had a mirror. They wrote
that's
it.
That's fucked up.
It came out this week.
What?
And I was like, are they telling me to look for a retirement home?
Yeah.
Are they telling me to I'm done. They're basically, and they're
what?
Like, we got Abby and Alana because millennial women have the most constipation.
We have the most, that's because we're so tense from our lives.
Yeah. They were like,
but
you're so
Miralax
stressed.
I want you to make another thing that's, it's the same thing, but it's packaged for me, and it's not called the thing my mom uses.
Yeah, it's not what my grandpa has in the bathroom. It's cute. It's, you know, just call it like mirror or like something. Change, you know, do some millennial pink on it.
Yeah.
Let me feel cool. But no, it's just, it's just Abby and Alana.
Hey, you
want to
prove? You got to be your grandfather now. You got to, that's who you are.
You're
and
old.
You have to accept it. Yeah, you're fucking old. You're past your prime, you old biddy.
So,
oh my God.
You know, we're done.
They have like AARP and it's like people I liked growing up. And I'm like, why are you doing this?
I'm just like, no, we're the same. You're cool and we're young. And I don't know why you're trying to sell me life insurance now.
Yeah, I'm still unsure. I'm I'm just a teenage girl in my 30s, just trying my best.
But I love all the young people winning awards.
Yes. I'm like, wow, they did it.
They did. I just truly am always impressed and in love with people who figure it out so young, who just like know what they want to do, how they want to do it. I'm just like, you beautiful gift of light.
Yes.
Like, oh my.
Wait, what were you like when you were, she's like what, 26, 27
maybe? Yeah, I think 27 maybe.
What were you like when you were 27?
I don't know. I just was, I was in Chicago. I was drinking a lot. I was very like, it's about living in the today. So you have things to experience. I would just go on dates with anyone, hang out with anyone. I was just out here in these streets.
Chicago has some questionable people. I mean, everywhere has questionable people.
Yeah, but Chicago,
the problem drinking in Chicago is like concerning.
It is. And yeah. And I very often it was just like, oh goodness, how did I end up in this situation?
I'm happy you made it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That seems insane.
You know, but I had no clue really what I wanted to do. I was just kind of like, yeah, like TV. I mean, I was doing comedy and writing criticism and stuff, but it was like, oh, I don't know how you make that a real career. I have a day job. I have insurance.
But now that is your career.
Now that's the career. So,
you're living the dream.
Yeah.
I hope you feel it internally. Like when you wake up and you're in your bed and you're like, haha, I am living the dream.
Yeah. I think you like move to LA and realize, oh, the dream is hard.
Yes. That is one thing they don't. The dream is hard and you have to keep doing stuff to continue living it every day. You don't just get to like make the dream and then never have to do anything again. It's all work.
No, it's all work maintaining the dream. I think Io said in one of the interviews, like around the Golden Globes, they were like, you know, how do you stay grounded after all of this? And she was like, well, I'm still renting.
Yeah.
She was like, they were like, what did little you dream of? And she was like, insurance.
Yes.
And I was
smart,
like, yes.
Smart
and,
answer.
Yep. I was like, in this, I am just like her. That is where the generations connect.
Yes. That we dream of maybe getting our teeth seen to occasionally. And
oh, yeah.
I think I'm counting it as a win. I'm never going to say that I made it, but I've made something now that I don't have the stress dreams about my teeth falling out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have constant, like, something's wrong with my body and when can I see a doctor? I'm like, I can just go see one.
Yes.
And whew, everything's good. And that's success these days. That's
yes, success. It is.
And I would say you can't consider success anymore maybe having your show picked up or
no.
having it run for two seasons because this January these past weeks it has been a slaughter.
They cut everything.
But
the show you like, it's not being
it's
made
not
anymore.
Being made anymore.
It's done.
It's
hope
done.
They ended on a good note.
I hope you liked what you saw because it's
yep.
done. And I think the most shocking cancellation for everyone was Max canceling Rap Shit by Issa Rae. Issa had this huge overall deal with HBO back from Insecure. Obviously, she's
yeah.
a talent. They'd want to develop. She created one of their biggest shows. And slowly over the past 2 years, every show she's made has been canceled. So she had The Sweet Life, which was like a reality show that was actually pretty good.
It was canceled.
It was canceled. And then Rap Shit was renewed for two seasons before the first season even premiered. So we
wow.
knew we were getting two seasons. And that seemed like a good show of faith. Like, hey,
yeah.
they're keeping Issa.
We're here for you.
We're here for you. And
JK, we're not.
They're not.
Sorry, there's sirens going by because I'm in New York. And that's constantly.
City life. It's,
yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have to have my window open or else I will literally melt. Yeah, that stinks, man. And like,
yeah.
I was really mad at Our Flag Means Death because I fucking loved that show, dude.
I loved Our Flag Means Death. If there's any canceled show that might have a chance of being picked up somewhere else, the Our Flag Means Death fans have launched the most intense campaign I've seen in modern times.
I've only seen a little bit. What?
Oh my gosh. First of all, they are spamming every HBO social channel with Save Our Flag Means Death. So HBO posts something like new season of Clone High coming February 1st.
You're like, fuck Clone High.
And literally every comment is like, you know what historical figure I want to see? Blackbeard. And Our Flag Means Death. Every single comment on anything they tweet, every Instagram post, every
yeah.
single thing is just Save Our Flag Means Death. They have a petition. It's like saveourflag.com. Go sign it.
Okay.
They bought a billboard in Times
what?
Square. They bought a billboard with 15-second, 30-second, and minute-long placements, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot. Minute-long placement is a lot.
Yeah,
I stood in Times Square waiting for a friend's ad to come up, and it is
yeah.
usually, like, it's up for 15 seconds. You got to take the photo
seconds.
Right now.
Yeah, and that's big money. So they bought different slots,
shit.
And they have a live stream where you can watch their billboard in Times Square and watch it pop up whenever it does, and then people's and I'm just like, first of all, I think maybe you should have gotten a billboard near an HBO office. Do they
yeah.
have one in Times Square? Are they there? Are they seeing
it? I think even Paramount is moving out of Times Square because I used to work
yeah.
at Paramount.
Like Viacom was there and
yeah,
stuff.
Because Paramount bought Viacom stuff. So we moved from
yeah.
downtown to Times Square. And I could tell I had gone into work because my heart rate would peak every time I'd walk into the building because it was in Times Square. And I hated it. But
yeah,
then I think I heard tell as they cut 25% of the Paramount staff. I was part of that cut, but I heard that they were moving to somewhere else. So
Times Square is expensive. And
it is. And
clearly
it's
Paramount
hellscape.
Doesn't have a lot of money. Yeah.
Be nice to your employees and don't make them go into a place that is
yep.
a toilet for the rest of the city. It's an
yeah.
awful place.
An
and
awful,
I think it's mean.
Awful place.
Yeah.
I think it's rude whenever any company makes you work in a tourist destination. I worked at an office that was in Chelsea Market.
I'm sorry.
Horrible. Yeah. And it was up. It was like on the eighth floor. So you had to like wait for an elevator. There's only like four elevators
yeah.
in front of that. And it's all tourists and stuff. And you would just like sit and be like, yeah, no, I'm trying to get to my job, but I'm
yeah,
so.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Yeah. Like, please move. But no, yeah, go try that sushi burrito down there. It's great.
Yeah, honestly,
you're gonna love it.
I tried it. It was delicious.
It is really good. It is so, so good.
I fucking love sushi burritos. And
yeah.
I I don't care if it makes me basic or
don't
culturally
care.
Bad, but that shit slaps. There's also a bao taco place. Oh, and I'm throw it together, put it in my mouth. That's all that I want. Just sauces and meats and fruits and sweetness and salting it. It's perfect.
That's it. Yeah. There's a great taco place there too. I mean, the one upside was there were good lunch options if you fought through the crowds of tourists.
Yes.
And I just be like, why do we work here? This is so stupid.
Yeah. We could pay local prices, but the fact that I have to pay $15 a day for a mediocre salad is infuriating.
It's not great.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Anyway.
Okay.
They canceled
back to
all the shows. We only talked about two of the shows they canceled.
Yeah. Rap Shit. What are some other ones?
Our Flag Means Death. Julia on Max. Which you guys, Liz, you know I loved Julia. It was the brightest spot of my life.
I like bright spots.
Yeah. Oh, it's like watching a happy community theater piece of just really good community actors, but it's a HBO quality show.
Yeah.
It was just, it's so good. It's about Julia Childs. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't, but I've seen the posters and it looks happy. And it's I want happiness in the world.
Like, it's so happy. It makes the story really fun. I was very, obviously, I know about Julia Childs. I don't need to watch this stupid show. And then I got into it and it really just changes it, refreshes it. It really gets into the studio of people who helped her craft this amazing new show. And there was a black girl in it who's her producer. And it's a big deal that she has a black female producer.
Yeah.
And I was in it for her story. I loved what they were doing with her. She finally reached her moment of happiness in the season 2 finale. And it seemed we're getting she's getting her moment. We're going to see everything with her relationship.
Nope.
And then we get a cancellation.
Yeah. They were like, wait, a black woman is cut it. Cut it out.
Is happy? No.
Nope, not on our screens. How dare you?
Not on Max, not anymore.
Yeah.
No,
we're cutting all those things that we greenlit because we felt bad about racial injustice or whatever.
Yep.
All that's going away.
That's gone.
We don't want it anymore. That was an experiment. We tried.
We
do not care.
Don't care.
It's over.
Didn't work. Not a fan. It's over. So they canceled Julia, which was also very gay. A lot of the shows getting canceled, super gay. Our Flag Means Death, gay. Julia, gay. And then Apple TV canceled Schmigadoon, super gay.
Ooh, I'm not a musical hater, but the specificity of musicals that I like is such that I knew that I would not like that show. And
that's fair.
I appreciate that it exists for those people, but I know myself and I would be the whole time.
I am obsessed with musicals. I love musicals across eras. The golden age, the contemporary. I love musicals. Post-golden.
Have you always loved musicals? Or is this a newer thing?
No. I have loved them since I was at least 12 years old.
In them?
Yes. I did musical theater in high school. In fact, I performed twice at the Illinois High School Theater Festival, once in the lead role as Mama and Quilters. which is what a musical.
I was like, should I know that?
No. It was like a musical from the 80s that like only 70-year-old gay men know. But I did and have you. The lead. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I loved musicals, did them even in college.
Wow.
Would spend so much money just to like go to New York from my campus to see shows. So this Mega Dune was for me.
It was for the person
me who was gonna sit there and be like, do you get you guys see that Chorus Line joke they just made? That was a reference to a Chorus Line. You guys, I don't know if you know it, but
I would need like a commentary track of you saying those things, or else I'd be like, this is boring as hell. So what? Yeah. A man leaned a certain way. Why do I care?
Like, why? Okay, so they closed in on these jazz fingers. Who cares? And I'm like, it's a Fosse reference.
I was like, truly, when you say jazz fingers, I think bring it on. I don't know what you're talking about.
The Fosse jazz.
Okay.
Yeah. So the last season was all post-Golden Age musicals. So it was like Fosse, Sondheim. It was so clear we were moving into the contemporary age of musicals, which I was excited for because I want to see them parody Rent. Oh my God, the one that I actually hate, but everyone is always like, Spring Awakening. Sorry, Spring Awakening lovers.
Okay, I don't remember. I didn't see it. I haven't seen any of these. And I saw Rent, but I saw Rent right around the same time that I saw Team America World Police. And so my idea of Rent is everybody's got AIDS.
I saw Rent. I actually remember it was my friend's birthday and that was like all she wanted to do was see Rent. And so we went and saw it. And I was like, I hate this. Rent is a musical I've never really liked, which is why I wanted to see them make fun of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said, what about Rent? Like somebody taking people to see that for their birthday, as though I didn't make a bunch of suburban children go see Pootie Tang in theaters with me because I thought it was the funniest thing in the world and they were not into it.
Yeah, I would have loved it. I loved Pootie Tang.
Thank you.
I would have been right there. Pootie Tang was so funny. It was so funny. My mom was like, you're not supposed to watch this. And I'd be like, it's hilarious. I'm watching. It's the best. I was like, you can't stop me. DVDs exist. We're badasses. We're badass.
I was like a really good kid. It's actually, I wish that I was badass in any way. I didn't do anything. Like anything against the rules, you were bad?
I was bad, but nobody knew I was bad. On paper, I was very good. And my mom was like,
you were playing all the leads in the theater thing.
My mom was like, Ashley's too busy doing good things. I was literally the secretary at my church. I worked as the church secretary at Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church from like 12 to 18.
Bizarre.
Yeah. And so my mom would be like, Ashley's just at the church making bulletins and baptism certificates. And I'd be like, I just told you that, Mom. I'm smoking pot in a cemetery with my friends.
What?
Yeah.
I decided to stop going to church when I was like it was because my pastor said that the guy who said gays caused 9/11 shouldn't have apologized. And then I was like, well, I don't think that this is real anymore. And then I stopped going. But then me and my friends would just have like Iron Chef cook-offs at our friend's house where his mom was an alcoholic and she wasn't around. So
that's way better.
Used kitchen all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. I just went because they paid me. I was paid to go to, I was at $10 an hour. I made the bulletins. I'd have
$10 an hour?
$10 an hour. And I was in middle school and high school.
I was truly making five something at Chuck E. Cheese. I'm furious. I should have been working for the church.
It's good money. Damn. And you know, they don't pay taxes. So they were paying really nice. And I just would have to like, you know, go every Sunday and read the announcements and be like, we're having fellowship down the street, blah, blah, blah.
Doing anything useful on Sundays either. I could have done that. $10 an hour.
Yeah. $10. It was dope. But that's the only reason I went. But okay. I was a bad kid. And anyway, yeah. Musicals. They'll make
musicals.
Musicals.
I did one when I was in eighth grade, DuckTales and Bobby Socks. And I was really good in it.
That's such a musical name.
Yes. It was like a Grease knockoff. It was truly bad.
Yes.
And I tried out for the musical when I got to high school. And I think I weirded out the teacher because I did. My audition piece was from Eyes Wide Shut. And my song was a Fiona Apple song.
Okay.
And they were just like, what is wrong with this girl? And so I did not get the part. And then I was like, I'm doing debate. Fuck you guys.
Okay, I will say my school did the Secret Garden musical, and my audition for that, I did an interpretive dance while reading a Sylvia Plath poem.
What?
I just truly, they were like, because they told me, they were like, you know, Ashley, you've been in musicals. It was my senior year. So,
yeah.
And it's the big one. And they were like, you know, we just don't know that you have the movement. Like, you're always so like kind of stoic in the roles you've done. We don't know that you have the lightness to play this ghost. Obviously, as the only black girl in my high school, I was going to play Aya, the Indian ghost who dies in the first 10 minutes and then follows the little girl around her new home the whole time. And they were like, we have to see a fluidity to, you know, you have to be
how
ghost-like
and graceful. To ghost? I have gravitas. Just let me fucking have it. Okay.
So I did this interpretive dance while reciting a Sylvia Plath poem. I think about like her being a cow or a moon or something.
And how did they respond to that?
I mean, they love true Mr. Radloff. I remember because he was like, Ashley, I've never seen anything like this from you. And it's exactly what I needed to see. And I got the role.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It worked.
Yep. It worked. So nice. So there you go.
That's, and now, as a result, today you are recommending Schmigadoon, even though it was canceled. Direct line. Boom, boom.
But it's so all good. Right. And it was so Sondheim, so much Sondheim in the second season.
I'm going to be honest. I have a friend who's like super into Sondheim, and I've never been able to say this to him, but I'm like, bro, I watched Into the Woods and I was like, yo, make it rhyme or something.
I can't. We got to move on. I can't.
I'm sorry. I was just like, ugh. And so
I chose my college.
What happens here?
I chose my college because it's where Sondheim went. I was truly, I didn't even want to do musicals. I just was like, that seems like a good idea. And also William Finn, who is another one of my favorite composers.
I can just say what's happening in front of me. And the window was sad. And the something doesn't rhyme. Why are we doing this?
And the window was left open. His tea's cold on the table.
Shut up.
I love, in high school, I used to make my friends just listen to musicals.
That's so mean
when
of
I was
you.
Driving around.
That's
I would just
up.
Be like, guys, we're listening to You're in Town. I'm
That's
obsessed
so
with the chorus line this
mean.
Week.
That's horrible. And you, the thing is, you know that you were likable because you still had friends, even though you pulled shit like that.
Yeah, that's gross. And they're still my friends to this day.
And
a lot. They saw
unhinged.
Through that.
I would be furious. I'd be like, I don't know if we should ride with Ashley today. I mean, she's going to make us listen to that shit again.
Absolutely, they had those conversations about me. They would absolutely be like, I don't know, guys. She's been doing a lot of Les Mis, and I just can't. I can't.
I mean, okay. In high school, I was listening to Audio Slave. So
I listen to cool stuff, too.
Whatever.
People can like musicals and be cool. And Apple TV, maybe you should know that. And not cancel Schmigadoon. Someone else pick it up. The third season's written, apparently.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. What is Apple TV making then? Like,
I mean, a lot of people are saying Apple TV has the best shows in the game right now. I don't agree. I think they have a lot of strong shows, but they also clearly invest a lot in looks and big names and not quality scripts. So there was Extrapolation, which was a show that had Meryl Streep playing a whale who could talk.
I'm mad.
Yeah, and that should be enough to make you mad. There were so many like famous people in it. You were like, this has to be a good show. It's the most ridiculous thing about like global warming in the future.
Oh no!
But like humans can talk to. It's so just weird.
I don't want to talk to animals.
I don't want to do that. And there's like a new heart condition where people die from heart heat because their hearts can't take how hot the world is now.
And they thought this was a good idea, and they would cancel other things.
And they canceled other things. They also had Dear Edward, which was canceled, but had like Connie Britton, Taylor Sheridan, I think, from Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
It had so many big names. It was about a kid who's the only survivor of a plane crash. I was actually obsessed with
it. Who are these other people then? I thought it's not just this one kid?
Well, the one kid survives the plane crash, but his whole family dies. So he has to go live with his aunt. And then his aunt is very self-centered. And instead of being like, you're my nephew who survived a plane crash and I think you need therapy, she's like, you know what? I need therapy. So she goes to group therapy and it's all about her experience in group therapy.
I don't like that.
All the other people in group therapy, they also lost people in the plane crash. So you like learn about all the other people who were on the plane and like how their lives intersect with the people who were left behind. It was moving.
It was moving, but was it entertaining? Like, would you know? Did you watch? You watched all of it?
I watched all of it. And it was so good at making you cry. It could make you cry.
So it's like that show with Milo Ventimiglia, that one.
Yeah, This Is Us. It was like that, except in the little boy they got to be this survivor. Saddest looking boy I've ever seen in my life. Sad sack boy. They put like a casting call out that was like, show me the
sad child
who was left at the orphanage this morning. And this kid nails it. He just, every scene looks like he is on the brink of just breaking down completely.
Wow. I wonder what that kid's life is like from here on out. Just like, hey, sad face, play another. He's like,
you gotta
I'm
be
actually
sad
full
kid.
Of joy and I like really like my life. And they're like, no, fuck
no,
that.
No.
No.
You're sad kid.
Your face
for life.
Looks sad. Your eyes look sad. You're being the sad boy.
Even his hair was like a sad mop. He was just so that was I would say a quality show. Obviously, there was like Ted Lasso, which people, you know, say like defined the genre and shifted things, which
first season was like during the pandemic and we all needed that.
And we needed
like,
it.
The second season, question mark, and I didn't even watch the third season.
And that's the correct way to do Ted Lasso.
Okay.
That's I watched it all. So Ted Lasso, I would say, was a surprise for people at the Emmys. It did not win anything. Mm. It was nominated for a ton. Obviously, in past years, it has swept. It did great.
Yes.
And this, it didn't win anything. People basically were saying that is karma for the third season being so bad.
Yeah, I get that. Honestly, and I get that.
If you know Jason Sudeikis, he searches his name on Twitter like every day and he likes tweet.
That's not healthy.
It's not. That's... And he likes tweets that mention him. He's liked some of mine. Like when I loved the first season, he was like liking my tweets that were like, you know what?
This Ted Lasso, Jason, don't do that.
Don't do that. And then if people
if you're listening to this, I don't know if the transcript will be searchable.
Yeah.
A, stop drinking, and B, stop searching yourself because it will drive you to drink. Please don't do that.
Please stop. And all the tweets Emmy night were, and this is what Ted Lasso gets for that horrible third season, and he was liking the tweets.
Aww.
And it was like,
You were going through a rough time, baby. It's
It's okay.
Your wife left you.
You wanted
to
leave the show, and every episode felt like he doesn't want to do this anymore.
Oh. But, okay, was Brett Goldstein good, though?
So he was good, but they had a horrible plot line with him and Keeley, and it just made everyone mad because they obviously wanted Roy and Keeley together, and for some reason in the third season, the writers were like, you know what, let's break them up for no reason, have it happen off screen, and suddenly Keeley has a girlfriend who is a misogynist, lesbian.
What?
Which then people were like, this is problematic.
What is this? Yeah.
Because she was like a mean, abusive lesbian. And people were like, whoa.
I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't exist. But also, I want to see Roy Kent say slightly mean things and yell at people all the time. It's
all
just like as a sexual thing that's important to me. And if you don't give me that, I am disappointed.
I'm disappointed. So... Yeah. He just kind of was doing nothing the final season. And the fans were so mad at the end of Ted Lasso that they created like a fanfic conspiracy idea that the final episode was all a dream. And none of it happened. And they were all these threads breaking it down. Like, and here's the hint, because it switches in this shot of a tree.
No, shut up.
And it's like, and
I
he's
mean,
holding
you know hope, but
and they're like,
on.
He's holding this book that says like psychology. And so it's the psychological.
No, shut up.
That was just what happened in the show.
That's just what happened. And it's okay. Some things aren't good.
Some things don't. Yeah. They don't always nail endings. And So Apple TV, I'd say it's a mixed bag. They have some good stuff. Okay. They have some stuff that's not so great. But at the end of the day, it did seem like a place where they would let shows find an audience and grow because they have the money. You know, like Lou is a good show that not a people really watched the first season. But
what
they still gave
Lou?
It a... Oh, Lou with Maya Rudolph?
Wait, is that the one where she is like the ex-wife of someone who's very rich or something?
Yeah, yeah. And then she inherits like all of his charities and she gets super rich and she's finding herself now as like a rich single woman.
It's like, what if we made a show about lady who no longer dates Amazon man?
Yes. Yeah. Basically a comedy of that. Joel Kim Booster's in it too. It is.
Oh, well, I like him.
Yeah. It is really funny. It's funny. Okay. And it's a good office comedy, but I don't, people just, I think at the time weren't really tuned into Apple TV like that. And now they're, everyone's kind of like, well, when is Severance coming back? Okay. They do have good shows. For All Mankind just had like a pretty solid season. So now I think season two of Loot is going to be good.
Okay.
But it's just Apple TV. Why didn't you give Schmigadoon another season to try?
I'm talking to you using an Apple computer. Same. I'm wearing an Apple Watch. I have an Apple phone.
You have the money, Apple.
Give me Apple TV for free, but also you have the money.
You have the money. And they had one more era of musicals to cover. Three seasons would have been perfect. Gosh, anyway. We also lost Minx on Stars.
Yeah, they tried to, because that was there, and then they shifted it, and then
Max canceled it. Then Star said, no, we'll pick up this third season, because it was also already made. They had made the entire third season, and then HBO canceled it. So for Stars, it was probably kind of a deal to just be like, oh, we just air these things that were already made.
That already has an audience.
So. Yeah, they did cut the episodes down in a weird way. You could tell that at Stars they wanted it to be more of a like serial show, like each episode. It didn't have the same like overarching themes. It was very like hijinks related, like the two guys tried to play tennis with the tennis racket on their dicks, and that's like the plot.
I don't like it. I don't like that.
I was like, I don't want that. I came to watch a girl take over publishing, that's the show. So,
and men pose sexily. Yes. That's what I wanted.
That's what I wanted. And Jake Johnson doing whatever he wants to do.
I'm going to watch the movie he's in. Is that a movie?
Self-Reliance. Yeah.
Yes.
It is good. I liked it. I don't usually talk movies on TV Club, but
sorry to pull you into
that one was, and it's on Hulu. It technically, I think, counts in the awards as like a made for TV movie. So I will allow it.
Thank you.
And it was good. It was really good. Yeah, I had both a good time.
Both of those are dudes
it.
I would, and when I say both of them, I mean Andy Samberg.
Yeah.
And we just
Jake
said
Johnson.
His name. Jake Johnson. I would have made out with those dudes in a bar so hard in my 20s.
Absolutely.
And so they will always have a soft spot in my heart.
And that's what I was doing instead of winning a Golden Globe. I was making out with guys who look like Andy Samberg in bars.
Yeah. I was in Boston, also a drinking city.
Oh.
And I was making out with my fair share.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine Andy Samberg's, but getting PhDs in something, because you can only date dudes from Harvard, MIT.
MIT.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my 20s in Boston. And
we have talked about this, I relate, but also I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I went to college in Western Mass, and Boston was like an escape. It was like, this is better than being in the woods. So
true. Okay. I was about to go to Western Mass for the first time in February for a college gig. What is it? Springfield? Is that a city?
Oh yeah. Springfield, Mass.
Yes. I'm going there and I'm doing comedy and.
Oh yeah. Probably for all the schools. There's a bunch of them there.
Yes.
You got your Amherst, Smith, UMass.
So I imagine just a bunch of crunchy people who haven't figured fashion out. Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's exactly the vibe. That's exactly the vibe. That's the city part of Western Mass. I was in Williamstown, which is super, super, super. It's like closer to New York. Like from campus, we could walk to New York and walk to Vermont. Like that's how far west it was.
There's no reason
to be there. No reason at all.
I mean, but sometimes you need that isolation in order to develop, and then you are introduced to people at large. But
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. There were just 2,000 kids in a mountain range, and that's why I can't conceptualize like big groups of people now. Like I'm just always like, why would anyone know more than like 50 people?
No, I live in New York and I
opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to school in Boston. And so I'm like, yes, I know lots and lots of people. How many do I actually talk to about stuff? 5.
Yeah. 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 And I'm just like, the world scares me. It's so big. Ugh. TV, I say.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As I get older, I feel more that way. We're talking about aging. We're all over.
Yeah.
We're going to different places. I will say, okay, so in knowing that I was going to be on this podcast, I have been like, Kenise, what TV do you actually watch?
That was what I was going to ask. What is on your watch list? That's what's next. What are you doing? What are you talking? What are you watching?
Okay, so during the pandemic, I have deepened my dork roots. And I have watched every Marvel show except the new one, Echo. I have not watched
it. I watched Echo. I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it. Okay. It's only 5 episodes. Which
I like that.
I hated that. I wanted more episodes. And you could tell they cut a lot of stuff out. And it was just like, give me 10 episodes. At least 8.
You wanted 10 episodes of
this. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to also defend something else I didn't think I'd be defending. Echo, it was 5 episodes. I wanted 8. It was incredible. I wanted more of the story, more of these characters. Also, the Ted TV show reboot on Peacock. And I have not seen Ted the movie.
I'm walking away now.
I have not seen.
So based on the movies, Ted,
based
Ted
on
2,
the, yes.
With Mark
based
Wahlberg.
On, with Mark this
with
is
Seth MacFarlane as an irreverent stuffed bear
that comes to life. This is a prequel TV show about young Ted. Well, I guess Ted's not, but him as a teenager being friends with Ted and growing up in Boston, very hard Boston accents throughout the show. It's about that. And everyone was saying, you got to watch it. I swear it's actually funny. I was like, you're all crazy.
You're out of your minds.
And then I started watching it and I love it. It's just there's so few real comedies with like just jokes packed in, and there are jokes. I just threw it on in the background while I was working, and like 5 times an episode, I would stop and be like, okay, they got me. That was a good joke. That was funny. Also, I will say the first episode is 50 minutes long. These episodes are like
50?
They're 40 to 45 minute episodes.
It's a drama.
I guess so. Every episode feels too long, but at the end of it, and there's only
The length of CSI. What are we doing?
There's only 7 episodes, but at the end of it, I was like, what the
hell?
Make
it 14.
I was like, I need more. I was like, there should be 10 episodes. This should be a 22 episode order. What are we? It is also Peacock's most watched comedy that has ever premiered.
Wow.
And I was
Didn't Peacock have Girls 5 Eva?
They did. It's on Netflix now, but they did have it. Nobody watched it, I guess. Because
really,
Ted is their most watched.
I like Girls 5.
I loved it more than Ted.
Okay,
I did.
That makes me feel a little bit better. You know, I'll look at it, especially because I'm a person who's like, my ultimate goal is to be a comedy writer, maybe on TV. And so I will support that comedy shows exist, actual comedies, not like the bear comedies where you're like half crying, but like straight funny shit. So,
funny shit, joke after joke after joke. And it's worth it for that. So Echo, but you're watching all the Marvel shows.
Yes, I'm watching all the Marvel shows. I've become dorky. I also watched The Rings of Power and House of the Dragon and re-listened to all those. Like, I watched the originals, so I watched all of Game of Thrones. I watched all of the Lord of the Rings movies. I wouldn't redo the Hobbit movies because those are trash. And then I listened to all the Harry Potter books and then watched all the movies. And then, so I'm doing that. I'm like going through book series.
You're going deep,
Yeah, I'm really... I've got a lot of dork street cred and I don't know what to do with it because, like, the types of dudes I want to have sex with aren't necessarily the dorkiest guys.
Yeah.
But when people are talking about it, I'm like, actually, that's book six. And I'm like, fuck.
Like, this is not cool. This is.
Damn it.
I did get super into House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones. I cannot wait for House of the Dragon to come back, even though I know what's going to happen. I love it. Like, I know people are hated the ending of Game of Thrones and they want to hate on all of it. No way.
No.
No. You'll never make me hate it. I watched that.
You won't.
I loved it. Okay. The moments it gave us, you'll never make me hate it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to root for this lady to fuck her uncle. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to root for that.
I'm rooting for it. It's a different time and place. Okay.
Yeah.
Different culture.
There are dragons. People can fuck their uncle.
Okay.
I don't want to fuck my uncle.
I don't want to fuck mine. I'm not saying we should change laws.
No.
I'm just saying within their context.
TV show,
yeah. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's okay. Okay. She's literally a queen. Okay. I think she
can. She literally is like, hey, dude who's like, I've taken a vow, have sex with me. And he's like, okay. So she gets to just. Yeah.
She does her thing.
He was a real dick, but whatever.
Then he was like the world's saddest, like.
Yeah,
it was. He's like
emo
she
bullshit.
She won't sleep with me anymore, so I'm gonna like be the worst.
Yeah, I'm gonna help her. Yeah, I'm sorry. The High Towers are bad people.
Yes.
And I think that I love Reese Infons.
Yeah.
In this, I'm so happy he's there. I've liked him since Hugh Grant. It's a rom com. Julia Roberts is in it. He plays the roommate.
Notting Hill.
And yes, it is Notting Hill. He plays Hugh Grant's roommate in Notting Hill.
Yeah.
And I've liked Reese Infons since then. And Little Nicky.
Yeah.
And
Did you do Wheel of Time?
No, because I don't like the advertisements for them. Because it looks cheap. I don't know. I recognize that both HBO and Amazon spent way too much money on these shows.
Yeah.
But something about the Wheel of Time, I like what's her face from Gone Girl. Rosamund Pike. I know people's names. Don't worry about it. I like her, but the way they, like, it looks cheaper for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, lighting wise,
lighting,
effects wise.
It just looks cheap.
Yeah.
I watched the first season and just didn't really go back to it because it felt like watching one of those daytime fantasy shows like Xena or
No. If you're gonna get this caliber of actress, we need more.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be able
to see the seams in the CGI wall behind them, which it felt
Steam the costumes because some of them don't look
it's like in the wigs and it's like we
there's
know you spent
be
the
wigs.
Money and you have the money so why does it look like this so you know but I will hey they're not announcing any cancellations over at Prime Video so
interesting okay
and all these cancellations that came out none for Prime so
okay
at least not yet but we'll see
so that's who I gotta sell a show to okay got it
I mean you know Noted? Us okay. Daisy Jones fans I don't know if you watch Daisy Jones and the Six
I have a friend who acted in that and I still did not watch it I'm sorry Nick I think you're great
who was he in Daisy Jones it. What
he's an investigative journalist I think
oh
he's
yeah
like
who does
finding
the big,
out the secret
who does
something?
Who does the big cover on them and pushes them to like open up because they're so guarded with him originally
that is
he was great by the way
a great guy but it still has not made me watch it even though I have a weird sexual attraction to Sam Claflin that I don't love because I feel like maybe he's younger than me and
he's
I also
so sexy in it
and the Hunger Games and then he was in Peaky Blinders as like a Nazi but I was still like
but he's so sexy in this he's just like a brooding musician who's like oh I'm an alcoholic oh I hate my wife but I got her pregnant
what
it's
and that
so
and he says off and on relationship with the titular Daisy Jones
well something like that it's I do you know the
okay.
story it's basically Fleetwood Mac it's,
yes
they do a Fleetwood Mac and it's just I loved it
You loved it?
I loved it. And it's based
on... And it has original music. And I've heard that like the soundtrack is good.
It's incredible. It was in my Spotify topped. It was like my number two most listened. It's such a good album. I can't stop listening. Aurora by Daisy Jones and the Six. I hope it wins the Grammy because it deserves it.
And... Okay. Okay. Simply because you were recommending this, I will give it a shot because I do have a sexual attraction to Sam Claflin. Yeah. And I like good music and I like Fleetwood Mac. And so I will watch Knock Off Fleetwood Mac and be a good friend to Nick.
Your friend. And
yes,
it also is kind of funny. Like it's a fake documentary. So they're interviewing them as they're old about what happened in the 60s. But it's like all of the actors had a clause in their contract that was like, I will not look old on camera. And so
I was like, what's the old makeup?
They barely do old age makeup. They'll just be like, and this is Daisy now at like 65. And she looks exactly the same, but with a gray wig. And it's the best thing in the world. It's just so good.
All right, I'm into it. Okay,
it's so good. What else are you watching?
Okay, so as I exercise, so the listeners to this podcast cannot see, but behind me I have an elliptical.
Can vouch.
And what I do is I point it at my computer and I watch, like, it's not reality TV, it's competition reality, but only for things that I think are nice. So it's like a woodworking show, a glass blowing show, a flower arranging show.
I watch the flower arranging shows.
Yes.
I did those. Yeah.
Yeah. So I watch these shows where it's super low stakes and I'm like, man, I hope he carves that piece of wood well. And oh no, it went too far. A piece of wood got blown off. Oh no.
Or it's like, oh, she's using way too many lilies in that display.
Yes,
they're gonna hate it, girl.
Gonna throw up the composition.
Yeah, like what are you
doing? The glass
doing?
Blowing? Yeah. Oh, this is so simple and that's gonna make bubbles.
Yeah.
And she's doing it and she knows it's gonna
happen. There was a new season of Great Pottery Throwdown. Have you done that one?
I have watched Great Pottery Throwdown. I will watch the second season.
There's a third now.
There's a third season.
You might
season
have two
it?
To watch. Yeah, because it's on a
I'm
weird
be
British schedule.
So in shape because I'm gonna ellipt while watching it.
It's in the news. It's so good. It's so good.
Okay.
So that competition reality, that's like the extreme opposite end of The Traitors on Peacock, which just premiered. It's second
this is with,
season.
Is this based on the one with Alan Cumming?
Yes,
or
is and it Alan Cumming is in this one too. He's in this one too. He's incredible in it. Have you watched any version of The Traitors?
I have not watched it. I have heard about it and I have heard good things.
It's incredible.
I have not watched other reality competition shows like that. Will I enjoy it without a deep bench of knowledge of other backstabby group dynamic competitions?
Yeah, you will. The first season, this and like all the international ones, it's celebrity reality stars and regular people. The American one tried to do that in the first season, like have some regular people celebrities, and then they were kind of like, you know what, regular people are boring. nobody wants to see a regular person lose a bunch of money to the star of Big Brother, so let's just have it all be reality people. There's only like three people I was aware of before this season. Everyone else was new to me. I am obsessed still. All of the Survivor people, I don't know them, but now I am like, you're amazing.
I don't
TV.
Have to know them to care about them.
No.
Okay.
The concept of Traitors is so entertaining in itself. It creates perfect situations.
It's like mafia? Someone's the traitor?
Yeah. So it's like they are faithfuls and then two people are tagged to be traitors and each night they kill someone and each day the faithfuls vote to banish someone they think is a traitor. And then there will also be like little twists like, oh, the traitors have to recruit someone new or they have to like publicly kill someone by like handing them a cup. How will they do it without getting caught? So it is the best reality show running right now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The last episode.
Best reality show running.
It is. I truly would. I would do anything to get every episode of this season. When last night's episode ended, I was like, I would sell my blood, my plasma to get screeners for the rest of this season. I cannot wait.
I don't think
for
you
the
should
next
do
episode.
That.
If anyone's listening, I'll do it.
But I think you should keep your plasma. I think yes, you should donate for like medical emergencies and stuff.
Yeah.
But
there's
right
been no
now,
emergency in my neighborhood. Yeah, I'm just offering. I will give anyone
you're just like,
anything.
Here, take it.
I need all of the traitors. It's so good. Oh, my God. There's this Phaedra, who is now my hero. She, like, had to
That's a
lay.
Cool name.
Yeah, she had to lay down the law with the other two traitors, Dan and this girl whose name is, like, Parvati. but the way Phaedra says it sounds like poverty.
That's a name in Harry
time.
Potter. I'm sorry. I'm like, is it a character from Harry Potter?
She's always like poverty, and she says it like poverty, and I'm like, incredible.
Okay.
You got to watch The Traitors.
Wait, what network is that on?
Peacock.
Peacock.
So while you're watching Ted, you can also watch The Traitors.
I'm trying to figure out which services, because I'm a steady, I've had Netflix since it was DVDs. I have had Hulu forever. I have Max. I have Disney Plus because a friend gives me her Disney Plus. I have Amazon because I use Amazon Prime, even though I know it's bad, but like, shut up.
But yeah.
But now I'm like, okay, do I need to get Peacock? Do I need to get Apple? Do I need to essentially get cable again? Feels like I'm getting cable.
I mean, I do a rotation. So when The Curse was running, I had Paramount Showtime. And now that The Curse is finished, there's nothing on that for me. So I canceled it and then I switched over to Peacock so I could get Traitors and Ted. Also, they had Dr. Death season 2. But when Traitors is over...
Who's on Dr. Death season 2?
It's about that Italian doctor who like said he was creating plastic tracheas and he ended up like killing 9 people. It's good.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. It's like one of the biggest scam stories of like the 2010s. He like was featured on all these news shows as like the new god of doctors who's going to save everyone with like tracheal cancer. And he literally was just like printing these out with a plastic printer. And people were like, this can't go in a human body. And he'd be like, no, we're just going to do it. We're going to do it. And all these people died. He like ruined their lives. No. And the show is, this is a dramatization. If you want to actually like watch a documentary about it, there are a bunch of them. But Mindy, what's her name? Mandy Moore. Mandy Moore.
I was like, Mindy Kaling?
Yeah.
No, Mandy, it's Mandy Moore.
Yeah. Mandy Moore plays. So as he's also like scamming all of these hospitals, he's also scamming women. And he proposes, he's like, tells this girl, like, I want to marry you. Like, come live with me in Italy. She's buying everything that he's saying because he has all these photos with famous people. He's like, I'm actually a secret doctor to celebrities. So I do Obama's healthcare and the Pope is going to officiate our wedding. And Obama's coming to our wedding and it's going to be in the Vatican.
No.
And
oh,
she
no.
believes all of it. She's just like, well, he has the connections. You know, I've seen him meet with these people. He has pictures with Bill Clinton. It's all true. And then slowly she realizes like he lied about everything and he has a family in Italy and like kids that she never knew about. And he had just like created this whole fantasy. And he's doing all of that while killing people with these fake tracheas.
He just can't stop scamming.
He can't stop scamming. So that one is also worth. Peacock is on the rise right now. Okay. Everybody's talking about Apple TV, but Peacock, I say.
Peacock has some stuff. All right. I'm going to get in on this rotational thing because it'll be like this month I'm focusing on these shows. Yeah. Cancel. This month I'm focusing on this. This month I'm focusing on this.
I would say you don't need Netflix right now, but in February 14th, I think, Love is Blind next season premieres. So you're going to want it, you know, February through like March, April.
I have seen one season of Love is Blind and it stressed me out. I'm going to be honest.
It is
I was like, you guys
show.
Are making bad decisions and I want you to seek professional help. And I hope that you find what it is that you're looking for, but I don't think it's here.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah, I'm praying for their souls.
Yeah. Every season, I'm just like, all of you
should go
home.
That make it sound like I'm religious. Guys, I'm not religious. I swear.
We're not
I just
religious.
Say I'm I say I'm praying for you, but that's like a general Southernism.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Not a real thing.
It's just like when I listen to Kirk Franklin, it's like, I'm not religious. I just
love
the sound.
Stomp is like a good song.
It's a good song. Like, it's these are just the things I clean my house to, okay?
Yes.
But I'm not, I worked at a church. I'm not religious.
Yes. This is not how we're trying to like collect more souls. No, this is not a long game.
This is not a missionary podcast.
No.
Don't care.
No.
Yeah, please.
Please. In fact, don't.
I'm
not. Just practice the religion that you want to. I'm not going to
do what you want.
This
you're also not encouraging atheism. Just, you know, do you.
If you already were religious, you know, like stay that way. But like if you aren't, like don't become religious.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything else on your watch list? Or any like big recommendation you want to make to the people?
Okay. No.
You gave us a lot.
I gave you a lot, and my taste isn't like I think I have decent taste. I think I have better taste in movies because I went to film school. But when it comes to TV, I'm like, give me garbage. Give
Same.
Me happy. garbage that makes me feel nice and makes it so that I don't check my watch 30 times while I'm on this fucking elliptical. Okay,
then I have to, did you watch And Just Like That?
I won't.
Ooh.
I won't.
Ooh.
Because even though I like Samantha Irby, who is a writer.
Yeah,
I
love
it,
Samantha.
But they portray a stand-up comedian, and I know, in the same way that I can't watch Mrs. Maisel, I know it will make me too angry.
Yes.
Like, how fucking dare you? That's not how any of this works. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. And they also give them
Diaz memes.
They give them the worst lines about it. Like, at one point, they go, I have to get to my comedy concert at the store tonight.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
And I'm like,
you ask one person.
I'm like,
ask
I know person. You know comedians. You,
yeah.
Why would it happen this way? So that's another bit of news that came out this past week. Che Diaz will not be returning to
yes.
Just
and
Like
I heard
That.
It's because people didn't like the character, not because they posted about
yes.
Palestine.
So Sarah
it's
Ramirez
totally not about that.
Posted a bunch being like, it's because I support Palestine. And even though Cynthia Nixon also really supports Palestine and has been
yes.
very vocal about it.
Yes.
Cynthia has a bigger platform, but I don't. So they blacklisted me. And then someone involved with the show went out of their way to go, no, 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 no. It's because your character was annoying and useless and the worst. And we hate
wow.
you.
Wow. Man, I would really dislike that to be like, no, no. It's not because of this general trend. It's because you specifically, we don't like you.
We specifically, your kid, what you did, we hate. We hate it.
Yeah, we're not into that.
After two seasons, you're done. I'm a Che Diaz defender.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Che reflects the world. If Che is annoying, it's because we made Che
annoying.
Okay. Yeah. Che is just a reflection.
I think the writers could have made a choice to not reflect annoyingness. Because I don't want to watch,
think.
Like, maybe I'm watching TV because I don't want my annoyingness reflected
but
back.
But isn't that true queer representation?
Annoying? The queers can be annoying too?
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying?
We can be annoying too.
How dare you?
We can be annoying. We can be the person you're like, oh gosh, get this off my TV. Why do I care about this storyline of like Che trying to have a threesome with their ex-husband and Cynthia Nixon?
Yikes.
It was, ooh. Yeah, it was a lot to watch. But RIP Che Diaz.
RIP.
You were a real one. You burned too bright.
But then Just Like That is getting a third season.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely coming back. And Che won't be on it. The last time we saw the character, they had fallen in love with like a 20-year-old NYU student or something.
Ew.
And I'm sure
that is a mean thing to write about a person.
And they were hitting the open mics again. They'd found the courage to get back in and they were hitting the open mics. So
yikes.
Best of luck
yikes.
Out there, Che Diaz.
Wow, that's harsh, dude. You just relegated them to a sad existence.
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Hearing that there's a third season, I'm like, okay, if you guys really want to represent a comedian, I'm here.
Yeah,
like
you're
just
there.
Putting that out there. I will be a character where I think they already have like a young black person, so maybe they won't get another one, but like
yeah.
get me.
They do have a few. They do have a few in there.
Damn.
Yeah. But they should get you. You'd be best as the open mic host who's bringing up Che Diaz.
Yeah. And like ripping her a new asshole, just like making fun of her, but in that like slightly snide way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's
yeah.
no Che to
not anymore.
To rip apart.
No more comedians.
Damn.
But we're at the end of this thing.
We are at the end
of this. This went so fast.
I love talking to you.
I love talking to you. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for having
me. Thanks for doing the show. You didn't have any final recommendations. Listeners, I'm going to give you some homework.
Okay.
I'm going to, because I have to talk about this quickly. American Nightmare on Netflix. It is my documentary choice of the month. It's a 3-episode docuseries. It is so, so good. It is about the woman who in, I think it was 2014, was accused of gone girling herself. Her husband wakes up and is telling the cops. He calmly calls the police and is like, my wife has been kidnapped. They came last night. They've been sending me texts. And the police don't believe him. They're just like, clearly you
killed. Shut up, you did it.
Yeah, they're like, you killed her. We think she's dead. Yeah. And because they...
You were too calm on the phone.
Yeah, you were too calm. And because they are so focused on him killing her, they completely ignore the actual kidnappers being like, the ransom, here's a note from her, like a message from her. Like, they're just like, no, we don't care. He did it.
Yeah.
And then slowly... it tells the story from their point of view. So like, as you're watching, you're like, oh, true crime. You're like, obviously the husband did it. And then you're like, what? Wait
a second.
And then it gets to her side and it's very, and everyone was like at the narrative, you know, in the media was she gone girled herself. This was all fake. And the police department was like, she faked it. Like she should fake charges. And then you're obviously like, oh, well clearly the story is too insane to be real. She made this all up. I'm not going to tell you what happens. Watch it. It has incredible, well, you'll walk away mostly going, wow, cops are useless. The world is scary. But it is such a just well done documentary that moves quickly and tells a story that I think a lot of people didn't know the truth about. You know, it's one of those things where I remember hearing about it and being like, haha, that's weird. She made that up. And then I just kind of moved on from it. Now.
You're saying it's worth a watch.
It's worth a watch. American Nightmare on Netflix. That's your homework. That's your recommendation. We've talked about many shows. Go watch any of the shows that got canceled. Maybe they'll change their minds and uncancel them.
Fingers crossed.
Kanise, thank you for joining me. And where can people follow you? What should they do?
Okay, to follow me, I am on Kanise Mobley on all the platforms. I went to the platforms and I said, give me my name so that no one else can pretend to be me. And it worked.
Yeah,
because my name is not that common. So it's Kenisemobley. And can I talk about my upcoming show now?
Yes, or
should
I talk about it?
Okay. And if you live in the New York area, you should absolutely come to my one-person show called Don't Kill Yourself Yet at Littlefield on January 30th. We've got Chris Gethard opening. He's so funny. Marsha Belsky, she's so funny. And it's a show about wanting to end your life and then your body trying to kill you anyway. So please come see it.
Oh, that's an incredible, incredible lineup. If I was in New York, I would be there.
I really appreciate
that.
Come
do it in
LA. I can't wait until you are in New York again. Oh. And I will come and do it in New York if I find a venue.
Yeah, and I will be out in New York soon. I got an album coming out. I'm going to be, you know, doing shows to make people buy it.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me. TV Club, thanks for listening. You got so much TV to watch. And if you lost a show you loved this month, I'm sorry. I'm with you. We're in this together. And we'll be back next week with another episode.
TV, I say, with Ashley Ray. Another episode. Another episode.
TV I Say with Ashley Ray is an Earwolf production made by me, Ashley Ray Harris. It's engineered by Abby Aguilar, produced by Anita Flores, executive produced by Amelia Chapelo, and our original theme song is by Rafia. It means so much to me if you go rate, review, subscribe, follow TV I Say. Let us know what you think and tell your friends. Share with your golden girls. Tell your boys. If you love my TV recommendations, let everyone you know know. For special TV Club members, join my Patreon.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.